The following shir has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Havad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
It is with a tremendous amount of simcha that we begin the last volume of this Daf Yomi and Halacha series, as we produce the entire Seder Kachim and Taharis, Meseches Nido. And with this, Yiratz Hashem, we will make a siyum on the entire Shas, having delivered a contemporary Halacha Shir on every single Daf and Shas. We spend much energy contemplating a great question, a dilemma of whether we should embark on running the series through Seder Kachim and Taharis. This question was based on what seems to be a question of divergence of Mahalchim between the great Poiskim, the great decisors of the Rishonim. If we look at the great Gedolei HaPsak, most of them, although they worked extensively, being Mesader and Melabein, the intricacies and the complexities of the Sugyos HaShas, and creating a clear Shulchan Aruch Lefoneinu, a clear set table that enables us to derive a clear psak, that Lomdim can open up and learn the clear halachic ruling of what comes out, halacha lemaisa, throughout Shas. When it comes to Seder Kachim and Taharos, most of these Rishonim did not set up a running pirish as a Shulchan Aruch. There is no Shulchan Aruch on Seder Kachim and Seder Taharos, or Seder Zroim for that matter. When we look at the three main poiskim, Hashem v'pihem anu chayim, which all of Halacha and all of Shulchan Aruch is based on, namely the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam. The Rif and the Rosh, for the most part, did not write their pirish on Seder Kachim and Taharos at all. One can only find isolated sugyas that were addressed by these Gedolei HaPoskim. For example, if you look at the various sugyas, Maseches Menachos, that deal with Stam, with Sefer Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzah, with Safras, with Tzitzis, there you will find Pirushim from these Rishonim, from the Rosh and the Rif. Maseches Bechoros, although the Rosh did write Chidushim, the Rif on the other hand did not. Instead, one can find the Pirush of the Ramban set up like the Rif, with the Pirush of the Rit Al Ghazi in place of the Mukhe Yosef, which usually acts as a running Pirush on the Rif. So the Rif in Mechayis did not set up a Pirush, but the Ramban took his place, so to speak. In other Mesechlis, like Erech and Tumura, Krisis, Me'ilu, Tomet, Midas, and Kinem, there, you can't find these Pirushim of the Rosh or the Rif at all. The Rosh's son, the famous Rabbeinu Yaakov ben Asher, the Tur, and the Ramah, who represents much of Halacha Lamaisa Psak according to the Ashkenazi tradition, as well as the Beis Yosef, who comments on the Tur, and then subsequently wrote the Shulchan Aruch itself. First, he wrote a commentary, a running commentary on the words of Rabbi Yaakov ben Asher the Tur, and he also wrote his own Shulchan Aruch, where he would argue on much of the psak of the Tur, and that's where we have the difference between Ashkenaz psak and Sfarad. There are only four Turim. There are only four sections of Halacha, which are Orach Chaim and Yeridei, which discuss the laws of daily living and Issur V'Heter, as well as Choshen Mishpat and Eben Ezer, discussing monetary halacha and marital halacha and Yonah Ishus. But they did not set up the halacha of what's called Hilchas of the Mashicha. The halachas that are only Negeya once the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt in Bimheir of Yomeinu. One of the only Rishonim that wrote a running pirish of Psak on Kachim and Taharos, the same as the rest of Shas, was the Rambam. In Yad HaChazokah, he codified the entire Shas, and he included those areas of Shas that are not Negeya in Chutz La'aretz, Bizman She'ein HaMikdash Kayim. In it's referred to Hilchas of the Meshicha. The halacha is that will be negeh amirz Hashem b'mehir v'yomeinu Meshiach tzidkenu. Those halachas that will only be negeah once Mashiach arrives, the Rambam does include all those mesechtes in his Yad HaChazaka. So based on this dichotomy of Mahalchim and the Rishonim, and based on the fact that the series is one that extracts the halacha l'maisa of each daf, let us to contemplate, and left us with a dilemma as to if we should produce halacha l'maisa shir on every daf and say the kachem and taharis. Neither is yes negeah b'zman hazeh, but most of kachem is not. The chulin is more negeah. Now, while it's known that the Chofetz Chaim dedicated his life to teaching and disseminating the values of the halachas of Shmiras Haloshen and Shabbos and other very, very important noisim, important subject matters, it's not as well known that the Chofetz Chaim led a campaign to beseech and implore Gantz Klal Yisrael to focus and to make the learning of Seder Kodshim a focus where before the Chofetz Chaim led this crusade, much of Klal Yisrael learnt Nezikin, Noshim, but very few people learned Seder Kodshim. And as a basis of this Hakdama, I would like to go through various sections of the Chofetz Chaim's Svarim, where he writes extensively regarding the importance of the Limud of Seder Kodshim, which in his times was becoming a lost subject matter. It's well documented that the Chofetz Chaim wrote various letters to leaders of many communities, to Rosh Yeshiva, throughout Europe, campaigning that the yeshivas should learn Seder Kodshim. The Chofetz Chaim himself, upon seeing that on most of Kodshim, as we mentioned, we do not have the three main Perushim, besides the Rif and the Rosh, the Psak, also the Maharsha, Maharam, and the Maharshal, which are found in the back of most of Shas, which really focus on basic pshat. Any basic pshat question that should be staring us in the face is addressed by the Maharsha, the Maharam, and the Maharshal. The Chofetz Chaim saw that they hadn't written a pirush on Seder Kodshim, and due to this fact, the Chofetz Chaim published a sefer to supplement that with three very basic pshat-based nefarshim. The sefer was called Asifa Zakenim. It's comprised of the Birchas HaZevach, the Tzoyin Kodshim, and the Choyk Nosan, which are three of the very basic pirushim on the basic pshat of the Gemara. And then the Chofetz Chaim went on to produce what is very similar to what the Rif wrote on all of Shas. We mentioned that the Rif and the Rosh hadn't written their halachic codification, so to speak, that they wrote on all of Shas. Here in Seder Kodshim it was not written. And although he writes many times throughout the Hakdama, the Chofetz Chaim writes that he's not comparing his work to the work of the great luminaries, the Rif and the Rosh, and how he stands in awe and fear of the great Rishonim, and he's not looking in any way to replace those Pirushim, but to make the Limud of Kodshim more enjoyable and accessible, he tried to mimic the works of the Rif and produce what's called Likutei Halachos. There's a sefer the Chofetz Chaim wrote, Likutei Halachos, which is a codified and abridged focused version of the Gemara, and really focusing on what comes out of Halacha L'maaseh on Seder Kodshim, the same format of the Rif. And the Chofetz Chaim wrote an entire sefer, which can be found amongst the Sifrei Chofetz Chaim, a sefer called Torah Or, where in this chapter, he wrote 14 chapters of the Sefer dedicated to the importance of Seder Kodshim and trying to convince Klal Yisrael to focus on the Kodshim and by the importance of learning Seder Kodshim. And he expressed how it's so relevant. It was relevant in the times of the Gemara, we'll see. And it's relevant today, and it's relevant for Lasid Lavoi. And based on all this chizuk that the Chafetz Chaim wrote, we have taka decided to produce this shir, this series, throughout Seder Kodshim as well, and making a hashlama, Amir Tzashem, on Gan Shas, Halacha L'maisa, on every single daf in Shas, including Seder Kodshim. It was a challenge to find something that's more nageach than Zman Hazeh, or even when we couldn't, we focused on Hilchas L'Mashicha, what comes out of the Gemara, to give a Halacha L'maisa application to every single blat in Shas, something to take home Halacha L'maisa. I'd like to spend the remainder of this Hakdama to Seder Kodshim, to go through in a little bit of a bulleted, concise manner some of the most important points that the Chafetz Chaim discusses in his Sefer Torah Or and in his Hakdama to his Hakdama to Sefer Likutei Halachos, and this will surely give us an added appreciation and motivation as we embark on this somewhat daunting journey through Seder Kodshim and Taharos. The chizuk that the Chafetz Chaim gives, the importance that he bestows upon it, that he encourages Klal Yisrael to give it, to do whatever they can, to internalize it, the teachings, it should give us chizuk Be'ezer Hashem to get through the Seder Kodshim and Meseches Nida, and Mirtz Hashem Bizeicha to make a siyum on Gan Shas Meher Yomeinu. The Chafetz Chaim in his psicha to Torah Or, he brings down the famous Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, which discussed the six Siddurim. And the famous Pasuk in Yeshaya, Lamed Gimel, V'hoya emunas itecha choysein Yeshuais chochmas vodas. And the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, says, chochmas zusei de kochim, Ki koidish hu chochma ki yidua, like it says in the Zohar, and the haflaw in his beer explains that Nezikin comes right before Seder Kodshim, because it says in the Gemara Baba Basra Daf Kufay and Hayam at Beis, haroitza sheyachkim, a person who wants to become a chocham, yasku bedinim amenas. The chochma, a person needs chochma in order to learn Seder Kodshim. Seder Kodshim is full of chochma. So, as a hakdama, as in a prerequisite to before learning Seder Kodshim, a person has to be oisik in dinim amenas, because a roitza sheyachkim yasku b'dinim amenas. A person who wants to become a chacham is to be oisik in dinim amenas. Once we've learned dinim amenas, we've learned Seder Nezikin, now we're ready to embark on the chachma of Seder Kodshim, like it says, chachma v'das, chachma is kodshim and das, is Seder Taharos. The Bereishis Rabbah on the Pasuk Vayar Elokim es Ha'or Ki Toiv, Hashem saw the or, the likeness, it was good. What is it? What's es Ha'or Ki Toiv, says the Bereishis Rabbah, ze Sefer Vayikra. That Sefer Vayikra sheyesh bo halachos merubos, that Vayikra, which is the chelik of the Torah that talks about karbonos and about avodo and about kodshim, that is the or, v'yara lekim es or ki toiv, and this is the premise, the reason why the Chafetz Chaim called the sefer that he wrote to encourage people to learn kodshim. He called it Torah Or, based on this pasuk, v'yara lekim es or ki toiv. Or is Torah, which part of Torah? Vayikra, kodshim, talking about karbonos in the Beis Hamikdash. And the Chafetz Chaim discusses how He's amazed. He doesn't understand. We spend all our time learning mesechtas that are based on just a few psukim. He gives an example. How much time we spend on mesechas yivames? If we look at the Torah, The whole Maseches Yevamos is based on three psukim in Parshas Kitetze. The whole Maseches Gittin is based on two psukim. Save a kosel, save a krisus, an asama. It's based on a few words. And if we look through the Torah, the parshas that are involved in karbonos, there's hundreds of parshas, says the Chofetz Chaim, that talk about karbonos, about the Beis Hamikdash, about the big day kohuna, about everything involved in Sefer Kohanim, and how Nageya is Yevamos, asked the Chofetz Chaim. How often does a person find a Yevama, a Yibum, something very, very infrequent? And yet, we spend so much time learning these Masechtos. Kol Shekin, we should be learning the Masechtos that involve hundreds of psukim of parashiyos in the Torah that talk about kachim and yanei kachim. The Chofetz Chaim says that Saseder is the Oluv Ma'id. It's forsaken. And says the Chofetz Chaim, Afilu Mishaloimeid. Even somebody who does learn Seder kachim, Einoi Mizboinin Boi, he doesn't learn it with the proper avona, being mamek in the Rishonim. He says, Chutz mi echad min elef, one in a thousand, learn kachim properly the way that it's supposed to be learned. And the Chofetz Chaim brings from many kadmoinim. And that it says is a very important point. That it says in Menachos, the Gemara in Menachos says, Zois Toiras Achatos, Zois Toiras Ha'osham, Zois Toiras Ha'oila, Kol Oisik B'Toiras Oila Ki Ilu Hikriv Oila, Kol Oisik B'Toiras Chatos Ki Ilu Hikriv Chatos. Says the Chofetz Chaim, the Kavon is not like we think, that a person before davening he reads for a few minutes the Parsha of Oila and Karbonos before davening, which many, many people are not zoicha to do on a daily basis. Now, of course, that's a very important, tremendous zechus, and it's a tremendous, it's a ke'ilu your makrav a karbon. But Chofetz Chaim says, if we look at the words, it doesn't say kala koyre b'toris Oila, kala oisek b'toris Oila ke'ilu hikriv Oila, kala oisek b'toris chatos. A person has to throw himself in and learn the sugyos. And come out with a shinon halacha, with halacha lamaisa, and that would be a zchus kilu hikrav oilo. It's only when a person learns it be'iyun. And we're going to go step by step a few interesting divrei hisayrus and chashivus for the limud of Seder Kachrim that are brought by the Chofetz Chaim and others. The Chofetz Chaim, like we just said, the Chofetz Chaim in Torah Orb, in the first parak of Torah, he brings down, that the Hakravas Karbonos is one of the three Dvarim Sha'olam Oimer Aleihem. Like it says in the Gemara in Tainis, Il Moli Ma'amadois Leniskayim U'Shamayim Va'oretz. Il Moli Ma'amadois Leniskayim U'Shamayim Va'oretz. The Shemayim Va'aretz is really resting on the on the limit of Karbonos. Karbonos is of utmost importance. And the Gemara in Megillah and Daf Lamed Aleph says that Avram pleaded in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Shem Achas V'Shalom Yisrael Choytim Lefanecha. What's going to happen if Klal Yisrael in the future is going to be choyte, va'ata oiselem kedor ha'mabul u'kedor ha'flogo, are you going to wipe them out? Just like Avram saw, Avram knew about the dor ha'mabul, dor ha'flogo, he was very scared that the Ribbono Shel Olam, if the Klal Yisrael would sin, Hashem would wipe them out. Amalei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, v'ma eida, how I know, Hashem said, loy, I won't do that, says Avram Avinu, how I know. Amalei, kochali egel mishuleshes. That's by the Brisbane Absorim, he told Avram, take an egel mishuleshes and be makrav a korban. So Avram Avinu said, okay, I understand, if they bring a korban, they'll be neschaper. But asks Avram Avinu to Rabbanu Shalom, tenach bezman shebeis amigdash kayim, bezman shein beis amigdash kayim atei aleihem. What's going to happen if they do an Aveira when there's no Beis HaMikdash? Omar Loi says the Rebbeinu Shalom, Kvartikanti Lam Seder Korbonos, I prepared the Seder Karbonis. Kol zman shekorim ben mal ani aleihem kilu makrivim lefonai korban umoichel ani al kol avoneseihem. This is our ticket. This is how we can. This is our kaparos avonis bizman hazeh. Says the Chofetz Chaim, imagine a king gives a voucher to somebody as a reward that he can redeem this reward for thousands and thousands of dollars. He writes him a voucher and the person puts it in his drawer and he waits years and he forgets about it and he doesn't utilize it. What kind of chutzpah, what kind of message is he sending? Says the Chofetz Chaim, the Rebbeinu Shalom is giving us a ticket. The Rebbeinu Shalom gives us the limit of Tzedek Kodshim, the limit of Inyanei Karbonos is mechaper upon all our averes, and we leave it forlorn and forsaken. We don't utilize this petek, this voucher that Hashem gave us to redeem. What kind of message does that give? And imagine, he says in Perek Beis, imagine if the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt. How much would we pay to go to Eretz Yisrael, what for the flight or whatever it is, we'd stay, even if the hotels are very expensive, we'd save everything up to go up and be makriv karbonos. Kol Shekein, right now, we have this Eitzah of Limud, we have the Eitzah to learn Seder Kodshim, how important it is and how much should we give to be able to be mashkia and to learn say the kachem properly, to receive this tremendous kaparas avoynis that we can only have with bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim, with the akravas hakorban. We can do it today with the limit of say the kachem. The Chofetz Chaim in Perek Gimel of Torah Or says another point. He brings down a Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar in Medrash HaNelam in Vayera brings down Omar Reb Kusvedoi. Hai man de mitker bepume bebate knesiois bebate medrashois in yoni de karbonois vitakruvto v'yichaven behu. Those people, those who go to Beis HaMedrash and Beis HaKnesses and they read and they learn in the yonim of karbonois and the mechaven to get to the bottom of the sugyos, bris kruso, who says the Zohar HaKadosh, the einon malachayo the midkrin choyve laaboshole lo yochel mebele el molativu. There's a bris that these malachim that remind that bring our avoinus to the Rebbeinu Shalom, that remind that bring our averus to be mekatre on Klal Yisrael to the Rebbeinu Shalom, they're not able to do it. Says the Chofetz Chaim, this is the uniqueness of Seder Kodshim. Like the Zohar says, that those who are Eistik and Seder Kodshim are protected from this Kitchuk, the Malachim that bring the Kitchuk in front of the Rebbeinu Shalom are not able to bring it due to the limit of Seder Kodshim. The Chofetz Chaim, again in Torah Or, in Perek Dalid, he expounds on the fact that a person through his Limud HaTorah needs Hashlomo. We know that we have Ramachav Evorim Hashisagidim, and learning the mitzvahs Asay and the mitzvahs Lois Asay and being Oisik in the mitzvah Asay Lois Asay, that creates the Hashlomo of the Odo. If we're not going to be Oisik and say the Kodshim, hundreds of mitzvahs are not going to be addressed, and we cannot be mekayim these mitzvahs right now. The only way we can mekayim these mitzvahs is through the limud of these mitzvahs asay and mitzvahs lois asay that are involved in karbonos. And with that, it gives a koyach and it gives a hashlom on the person that he's able to, his gidim and his evorim are empowered and infused through the limud of say the kachem, through the kiyum. That is the kiyum ha-mitzvahs of these hundreds of mitzvahs that we are addressing. In the Chofetz Chaim again, in Perek Vov of Torah Or, brings down the famous Gemara in Avodah Zarah. La'asad lavoi, the Rabbeinu Shalom is going to come and say, he's going to bring a Sefer Torah, and he's going to say, Misha Osak Bo Yovoi V'Yitol Tzchoro, whoever is Isaac in Torah should come and receive his reward. V'Yiskamtzu Kala Umais. All the Umas Olam are going to come together, and the Rabbeinu Shalom is going to ask them, B'ma Asaktem? And they're going to answer, we made Krochim, we made Gishorim, we made bridges. And this we all did for the Yisrael, that they can be able to be Oisik V'Torah. But the Baruch Shalom is going to turn to them and say, Klum Yesh B'chem Magid Zois, Shenema, like it says in the Pasuk. Do you have somebody who's Magid Zois? Magid Zois. Like it says in the Pasuk, Kol HaGoyim Eskabtzu Yachto. All the nations are going to gather, Yasvul Umim. But me, Bohem, Magid Zois. Who from you could be Magid Zois, could say Zois? What does Zois mean? Ein Zois el HaTorah, like it says, V'Zois HaTorah, Asher Son Moshe. Our ticket loss of love against the Umas HaOilom is the fact that we're going to know Torah. Says the Chofetz Chaim, imagine Gans Kal Yisrael didn't have any inkling and had no clue of anything it says in Seder Kodshim. What kind of bush and cherb is it going to be when the Rosh Hashanah turns to us and say, Magid Zois, who here can come, can knows and could stay over Zois, Zois al Torah God, Kol HaTorah Kula. What kind of bizyonis it's going to be when the reason why the Goyim are not being Zoichelos and Lava is because they made Ksharim, they made other things, but they didn't learn the Torah. And we're going to stand there and not know, say the Kachim at all. What kind of bush is that going to be? Seder Kodshim is also a chizuk in Amuno. Chavetz Chaim, as we mentioned, was, as part of his crusade, he wrote a letter to Reb Shimon Shkop. He wrote a letter to Reb Shimon Shkop encouraging him that, he says, "Shavavoneseinu Rabim, hitilu achitzoinim va'koifrim kriros ro ba'am Yisrael." The outside influences in his times, he wrote to Reb Shimon Shkop, and the Koifrim, those who are not, who deny Rabbeinu Shalom and his Torah, al yidei bote ha-sefer yorda minas ha-kfir ba-oilom, it's taught to the children, and the kriris in Amuno, the kaltkeit, the coldness in our belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has Govra Ma'oid, it became very strong. And it influences Baal Batim and the Anoshim Pshutim. And says the Chofetz Chaim, I spoke to many Gdoli Yisrael and they agreed with me that the only way to be machlish, to weaken the Koyach HaTumah of Minus and Kfiro, is only through Limud HaTorah. And through this, there'll be a Chizuk and Amun and Hashem, and there'll be a weakness, it'll weaken the Koyach HaMinus. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Mikol Shekein Kishenilma B'Seimer Seder Kodshim. We're going to be Oisik in Seder Kodshim, and we're going to be Oisik Tonet B'Inyonei Avodas HaMikdosh. The Helikite, the loftiness of Mikdosh and HaKobos HaKobonos, ולשם ריח ניחויח, סמיך ובידו אל הקורבן במקדש לפני השם, וכי יוצא בזה כמה מייס עניונים של ידיהם תחזק האמונו. This is מחזק דאמונו, and has a direct impact on weakening the other koichos of tomo, and koichos of kfiro and minus, and other influences that we have. So this limud of Seder Kodshim is the loftiest limud, and has the greatest potency to be able to combat and to fight these negative impacts that we have. And says the Chofetz Chaim, we're bidamin every day. Shibona beis hamikdash from here v'yomenu. And what are we going to do there? No one knows how to make a carbon. No one learns Seder Kodshim. How's anybody going to know what to do? What use is it to have binyan beis hamikdash if there's not going to be able anybody there to be able to service and to be maker of carbonites? There's no tayelus mechlal, says the Chofetz Chaim. And the Haderes, he says, that lima, those learnings say that kachem is ma'orir, the shtoikikus in avas Hashem that shows us from the nations, and it shows that our eyes and our hearts and our hopes are the more we learn Seder Kachem, we show the Rabbanu Shalom that this is a real chuka for us. We're preparing, the Mashiach is coming, the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. And there's no better way to be meroimim, says the Adaras. If we raise our hearts to Ahavas Hashem, to show Him that the Beis HaMikdash, which is the most important thing to Ribono Shel Olam, is always in our hearts. And says the Chofetz Chaim, and this will end, that once we know Seder Kachem, we can honestly and authentically turn to Ribono Shel Olam and say, please bring the Beis HaMikdash. If we're not prepared on our end, we're not ready for the Beis HaMikdash. We show that we don't think it's coming. We don't have the hope that achaka lechol yom sheyovo. Once we learn Seder Kachem and we know how to be noyig in the Beis HaMikdash, then we can turn to the Ribono Shel Olam with the tefillah sheikuyim bonu b'mehiro ki ata Hashem be'esh atzoto ube'esh ata osid levnoiso.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.